Bills.com.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Tuesday, talking Riley County issues here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. If you want to get involved in the conversation, again, 785-537-1350. Dave will patch you in if your question's good, or maybe not. Who knows? See how Dave's feeling this morning. You could also check us out on Twitter. If you can tweet us a question at 1350KMAN. You can tweet myself a question at Brady Today, two being the numeral. I'm sure by the end of this, might have Commissioner Wells here signed up with the Twitter account.
Anything's possible. Yeah. Well, Brady, I went to the Rada County Genealogical Society's annual meeting last night at Zinedale, and as each year, it's a unbelievable organization. The amount of time, effort that they put into research and the amount of work they do for the small amount of money that they receive, a lot of contributions and, of course, memberships and things. And they have a wonderful meal. They had a program each year. This year was on living memorials, starting clear back in 1800s, actually, and a slide show. I guess you don't call it slides anymore, but a PowerPoint or pictures of all our living memorials here and the history and story behind them. It's very interesting, and they also assist sometimes in the county offices on researching maybe the history on some property or need to know who originally owned something. And so they are a big benefit to Raleigh County also. And so we're very glad to have them here in town. And like I say, it's a wonderful group of people. They're all very dedicated, and they put a lot of hours in too.
And if you find any of them that are involved in that society, ask them any question about history of Manhattan. I mean,
absolutely,
have a seat, because they will tell you. And we do have a very interesting history here in Manhattan, in Riley County.
We do.
With Fort Riley, 100th anniversary of Fort Riley. That's a lot of history right there, just down the road. And, hey, check out the Riley County Historical Museum, too. I've been through there once. I need to go again.
It's wonderful. And we have unfortunately, so many things that we're not able to exhibit because of space constraints. But I thought I'd heard something like 85,000 items. But
that sounded right, because Museum Director Cheryl Collins was at a commission meeting a couple months ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was. It could have been 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I can't tell time anymore.
Not this year. This year it's certainly nuts. Flowing by.
And yeah.
Another thing I've gotten some emails on, and it's a small dollar amount, but the money we were spending to soften the water for a water softener at the RCPD, it's about $70,000 a unit for everything involved. But the story behind that, Leon Hobson got the specifications from the city of Manhattan. And they draw water from about 16 wells, and it'll vary sometimes in their treatment. But Manhattan water's probably about medium hard. And what happens, we have valves that are required by federal government for prisoners. There's all kinds of valves, and then especially the ones on the boilers. And there's times when they won't even move. So what we have to do is we have to pay people, take these valves out, take them apart, soak them in acid, and it's getting very expensive. So the $70,000 budgeted for the water softener, we're hoping we'll get a return back on that by not having to expend all that money to clean these valves often. We have to do it often because even though it's city water and probably somebody's home, they probably don't notice anything for many years, and then finally the valve wears out or something. But it's not that case out at RCPD. This is an ongoing problem we have to deal with all the time, and we want to eliminate that or minimize the amount of time that money we spend on it.
How much does it cost to clean those valves usually? I imagine it adds up pretty quick to that, getting past that $70,000 just for that.
Any plumbing or mechanical labor is very expensive, and I can't imagine, I suppose, to get into the jail probably takes you probably have to do some changing around on people that are being held there and stuff to get to the valves. I was going to ask Leon sometime if he had an idea, but I'm sure it varies year to year on how many valves clog up and freeze up and things. But We certainly wouldn't want that in the middle of winter, have the boilers froze up and have the thing shut down in the middle of, we don't know when it's going to happen, when they'll open and close. So the $70,000, I think, is just a relatively low price insurance to get away from that problem and make the facility operate better, because people don't realize that the operation of the RCPD is 80-20 split city-county, but we're responsible 100% for the buildings and the land and the maintenance and upkeep, and also the medical, which is really scary. We've had a very good year so far this year, but at any one minute, we could have a prisoner with a major medical problem could disrupt the entire budget.
Civilization ain't cheap.
No.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to get involved in the conversation, and this is also a chance for you to talk to your elected official, something that a lot of communities don't have the opportunity to do in this fashion. So do take advantage of it. Again, 785-537-1350. I'll be with you tomorrow on In Focus, looking ahead. Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board Member Kurt Herman and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed will be in the studios. We'll also talk with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. If you miss any of this edition of In Focus, you can go on our website a little later today, newsradiokman.com. Go to the On Demand tab, and you can catch up on this morning's In Focus, yesterday, last week, last year, as long as we've been archiving them. And you can also, again, tweet us any questions at 1350KMAN or myself at Brady Today. And Commissioner Wells, no meeting Thursday.
Correct. We'll be in Kansas City yet.
But
we'll be busy Monday. As you know, yesterday, why we opened bids on the Marlette Denison project. We'd like to get started right away on that. We'd like to have that, at work because of the football season next year, get a lot of that work out of the road. But we had seven bidders. I just couldn't believe it. I was anticipating maybe three or four, but we had seven bidders on that project. So
it was a full house. I walked in. I was kind of wondering, what did you guys do now?
I know. But, yes, it was. And I think turned out very, very well. We turned all the bids over to staff for review and recommendation. So I'm anticipating they'll be coming back probably Monday with a recommendation. We can get the contract signed and get underway.
And it seemed like the average bid was around somewhere around $3 million, I think.
Yes.
That's what the average bid was.
Well below the engineer's estimate, and there was a pretty good little spread on them. So far, a local firm is low, but we'll identify that Monday when we accept the recommendation from the staff and sign the contracts. And there again, more orange cones and barrels, so it's
a way of life here.
Well, it
in
is,
MHK.
But the number of complaints I've gotten on Denison, I think it's overdue. I've driven a couple times here recently, and they're correct. It's pretty darn rough, and that's going to be a main corridor for university and in Bath, and so it's needed, and we're working with the city on that. They're paying a portion, and it'll be a three lane. Dennis will be three lane. And there'll be, I believe, a 10-foot wide path for bicycle and pedestrian, and that will go east on Marlette then and tie up with the underpass under Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So just another little addition to the trail, to the system around town for people. And that's probably going to work very well because we have this tremendous amount of apartments opening up on Marlette. So I think it's going to work out real well, and it's be included in the project.
That is for sure a region of growth in the community, especially looking to the future with what K-State wants to do with that, I think the North Campus Corridor is what they usually call that entire area. And it'll be really interesting 5 years from now, especially 10 years from now, just to see. I mean, it could be completely different.
Oh, absolutely.
Over there
by
then.
Yeah, we're going to, there'll be a short stretch at Kimball down there where we're going to go ahead and for a small amount of money, extend the 10-foot to Kimball, and that will probably be redone then when they do the North Corridor, Kimball and the rest of Denison. But we thought it'd be appropriate to go ahead and spend a little money to finish that space instead of have everybody come up on a nice 10-foot wide bicycle and walking path and then have to jump a 300-foot gap or something there. So we're going to go ahead and complete it all the way to Kimball, and that way the university and anyone else in the city wants to bicycle and walk and continue on around, take them over to Casement. So
that will be exciting when all those trails are interconnected, because we do have a lot of great trails and places to bike here around Manhattan. Of course, we're in a very beautiful part of the state anyway, especially right here in Manhattan, being in this kind of a valley. That'll be really fun to see how that continues to play out. Let's go ahead and take our last break of this edition of In Focus. We'll come back and wrap things up with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells right here on News Radio KMAN.